الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، so in continuation from yesterday's lesson, or the day before yesterday lesson, as it relates to the Aqidah of the two Imams, Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi rahimahumullah ta'ala. And this Aqidah is a question asked by Abu Hatim's son, Ibn Abi Hatim rahimahullah ta'ala, Abdurrahman Ibn Abi Hatim rahimahullah ta'ala. He said in his isnad, and as a side note, as we mentioned before, this little risala was placed in Usul al-Itiqad of Lalakai because of its the comprehensive side of this risala, like the Usul of Imam Ahmad as well. So there's a big long isnad, and the isnad that's used in this is the isnad of Lalakai from Usul al-Itiqad. I won't go through the rijal of the isnad because it's quite long, but what I'll do is I'll start off with the statement of Abdurrahman Ibn Abi Hatim rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, سألتُ Abi, يعني أبو حاتم وأبا زرعة عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين وما أدرك عليه العلماء في جميع الأمصار وما يعتقدان من ذلك. He started off by saying that I asked my father, يعني أبو حاتم, and أبو زرعة, as it relates to the مذاهب, the methodology of أهل السنة, the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah fi Usul al-Din, in the foundations of the Deen, of the religion. وَمَا أَدْرَكَ عَلَيْهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ وَمَا يَعْتَقِدَانِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, and that which they received from the ulama, from all across the lands, and what they believed. فَقَالَ, and they said, number one, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاءِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَمِصْرًا وَشَامًا ويمنا فكان من مذهبهم أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. They both replied and said that what we've reached us from the ulama, from all over lands like Hijaz, and Hijaz is like Mecca, Medina, and Jeddah, and so forth. وإراق ومصر, Egypt, وشام ويمن. They said that the madhab, yani the madhab of the ulama from these places, is that iman is qawl wal amal, that iman is action and a statement, yazid wa yanqus, it rises and it decreases, or increases and it decreases. So in this, we're going to take some benefits from the explanation Qurratul Aynain, which is an explanation of this Risala from Shaykh Al-Alama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, and we're going to take benefits from other ulama as well. Now Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, he said that this is an adilla. He brought the adilla, the proofs, to prove this principle that they've brought, i.e. that iman, the actions and statements are from iman, and that it rises and it decreases. The Shaykh says it increases with the obedience of Allah and it decreases with the disobedience of Allah. And the first proof that the Shaykh brought, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, which is a comprehensive proof dealing with both these issues, the issues of iman and statements, actions and statements being from iman, number one, and number two, that iman rises and decreases, or increases and decreases. And that is a statement of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكروا الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليه آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that verily the believers, the true believers, are those إذا ذكروا الله, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned to them, وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are filled with fear, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when his ayat, his verses are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that their iman are increased by hearing the recitation, وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and upon their Lord they trust. Upon their Lord they trust. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, these individuals are the ones who establish the prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and that which Allah has provided for them, they give in charity. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, and these are the true believers. These are the true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and for them is a station with their Lord. For these individuals, the station with the Lord, and forgiveness, and a generous provisions, a generous provisions, a paradise, generous provisions, a Jannah. Shaykh Rabi broke this ayat down, these verses down, in order to establish the proof that actions are from iman, and statements are from iman, and that iman goes up and down. The first part, the Shaykh began saying, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا. Malish. The first one, off one, is that إِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, their hearts feel fear. Their hearts feel fear. And fear is from the actions of the heart. And fear is from the action of the heart. That's A, or the first one. The second is, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتُ إِيمَانًا, and that is when the verses are recited to them from Allah's book, their iman what? Increases. And this is a proof to show that iman increases. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and upon their Lord, they trust. Upon their Lord, they trust. And this again is the action of the heart, showing the actions are from iman. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, those that establish the prayer, and this is the actions of the limbs, those who establish the prayer and give in charity that which they've been provided with, and this again is the action of the limbs. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, so Allah explains that these are the true believers. So these are the true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and for these, the reward for these individuals is Jannah. So in this ayah, the Shaykh explains that this is a proof that actions and statements are from iman, and that iman goes up and down. That's a general proof. Now for specific proofs with regards to actions being part of iman, we have a statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This isn't from the Shaykh, but it's a statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ عَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَاتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those that have been given the book, those that have been given the book, that we've given the book, they yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi, they recite it with a true recitation. Ulaika yu'minuna bi, these are the ones that believe in it. And the ulama of tafsir have explained, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says alladhina ataynahumul kitab yatlunahu, yatlunahu tila, yatluna tilawa, they recite it. The ones that were given the book, they recite it. But some of the ulama of tafsir explained that it's not just reciting, it's actions. Hey, they act upon it. So therefore the verse means, the ones that have been given the book, they act upon it how it's supposed to be acted upon. Ulaika yu'minuna bi, these are the ones that have iman in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who act upon the book are those who have what? Iman in it. So this is a proof that actions are from iman. And this is the proof that actions are from iman. And the second proof that we're going to mention is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is in the Sahih. And in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al iman bid'u wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatu al-adha anit tariq, wal-haya shu'batun min al-iman. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, which is authentic, that iman is 70 odd branches. Iman has 70 odd branches. The highest of those is the qawl. It's the statement of la ilaha illallah. Again, showing that statement is from iman. Wa'a'laha wa'adnaha malash. Adnaha imadatul adha anit tariq. And the lowest part of iman is removing the harmful things from the path. Hey, the path of the believers. From the path of the believers. And al-haya, shyness, is a shu'ba from iman. It's a branch from iman. So first of all, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the qawl of la ilaha illallah, the statement of la ilaha illallah, is from iman. And it's the highest level of iman. And secondly, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned imatatul adha, removing the harmful things from people's path, which is actions, which shows actions are from iman. And the third one the Prophet ﷺ mentioned is haya shu'batu min al-iman, and that is the action of the heart. And that shyness is from the branches of iman. Another hadith, this is the third one, hadith from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where he mentioned that Wafd ibn Qais, Abdul Qais, a group of people from Abdul Qais, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa qal amurna bil iman, where they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to command them with iman. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْإِيمَانِ, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know what iman is? And they said, قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ, that Allah and His Messenger knows best. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمُ رَمَضَانَ وَإِنْ تُؤْتُوا الْخُمُسَ مِنَ الْغَنِيمَةِ. And this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, or Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ said that iman is to testify that there's none that deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad ﷺ is a messenger of Allah. And this is a statement, again, from iman. And the Prophet ﷺ is explaining iman. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, and to establish the prayer, which is actions, showing that actions is from iman. وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, and to give in charity, again showing that actions are from iman. وَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ, which is actions again. تَرْكِيَّ, actions again, which is dealing with abstinence as well, showing that that's from iman. And to give a fifth of that which is which you accumulate and giving to you from the booty, again given here, is an action. So these hadith and these ayat proves that iman is from actions are from iman. The actions are from iman. Now, some of the groups that have deviated regards to this point that these two imams are clarifying, rahimahullah, one of those is the Murji'a in general, and they say that actions are not from iman. In fact, the Murji'a, with regards to iman, more specifically, are split into two main groups. The Murji'a are split into two main groups. The first group are the Ghulat, the extreme Murji'a. The first group that deviated with regards to the issue of Iman are the Murji'a, the Ghulat and Murji'a, and they are the Jahmiyyah. And they are the what? The Jahmiyyah. And they say that Al-Iman Ma'rifah. Al-Iman Ma'rifah. And that is that Iman is just recognition. A, recognizing Allah. Accepting that there is Allah. And that's enough. As for actions, it has no stand as it relates to Iman. That's the Jahmiyyah. The second, not only actions but statements as well, has no stands regards to Iman. The second branch of the Murji'a are the Murji'a to Fuqaha. And they're less deviant than the first. The Murji'a to Fuqaha, they said that Iman is, not only is it recognition, but also is a statement of the tongue. That Iman is not only recognition, al-ma'rifah, walakin huwa al-lisan as well, the statement of the tongue, the statement of the lisan. And this is the aqeedah that's attributed to Imam to Abi Hanifa, rahimullah. They're the lesser deviant ones of the two. But there are some shubahat that the Murji have placed in order to try and affirm their aqeedah. The first of those shubahat is from the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحَاتِ. That verily those who believe and do good deeds. They say that when Allah says إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ, the waw here is لِمُغَيَرَة, meaning it's two separate things. Verily the ones who believe and do good deeds. Because they say, because Allah put waw, which means and, which is conjunction, between the two, it shows that it's مُغَيَرَة, that there's differences between, they're different, they're not connected. So this is the misconception that they bring to the people. And the ulama of the sunnah have obviously refuted this, as they remove the harms from the path of the believers. The answer to this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man kana aduwwu lillahi wal malaikatihi wa rusulihi wa jibril wa mikal, fa inna Allah aduwwu lil kafirin." Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever shows enmity to Allah and his malaika, his angels, and his messengers, and Jibreel and Mikael. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said malaika, and he said wa Jibreel and Mikael. But Jibreel and Mikael are from the malaika. So it shows that even though there's wow, it doesn't mean that the one that comes after is not part of the one that came before. Shall I say that again? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, in many verses in the Quran. Verily those who believe and do good deeds. The Murji'a, they say that because Allah had wow in between the statement, those who believe, wa, and those who do good deeds, that means that they're two different things, that they're not connected. So actions are not from Iman. The answer to that misconception is the statement of Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever shows enmity to Allah, to his malaika, his angels, to his messengers, to his angels, to Jibreel and Mikael. So Allah mentioned the angels, and then he said wa Jibreel and Mikael. Are Jibreel and Mikael part of the angels? Huh? Yes. But Allah mentioned wow. So that proves that even though Allah mentioned wow in the statement where he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, verily those who believe and do actions, good actions, that it doesn't mean that they're separate. It doesn't mean that they are separate. Naam. Another group which deviated with regards to Iman, yani not the first part but rather the second part, because we have the two parts in this statement from the two imams. The first part being what? Qawl wal amal. That iman is statements and actions. And the second part is that iman goes up and down. The murji'ah, they deviated in both. They say that statements and actions are not from iman, and it doesn't go up and down. Another group deviated in just one of them. And that's the Khawarij. And that's the who? The Khawarij. And the Khawarij, they say, they accept that actions are from what? Iman. And statements are from iman. But it doesn't go up and down. إِذَا ذَهَبَ بَعْضُهُ ذَهَبَ كُلُّهُ. They say that if some part of iman goes, then all of iman goes. Which means, if somebody does a sin, then what? He's a kafir. His iman's gone. Because iman is one. وَلَا يَتَبَعَضُ. It doesn't dissect. It's one. If part of the iman goes, then all of the iman goes. So they say that iman does not go up and down, because if it goes down, then it's what? All gone. And of course, this is incorrect. Obviously, from the verse that we mentioned, alhamdulillah. But also, these individuals, they bring a shubaha, they bring some misconception, and this is a philosophical misconception that they bring. The Khawarij, they say that we have the number 10. We have the number 10. If we take one from this 10, it's no longer 10. It's gone. So likewise, we have iman. If some of that iman goes, then the whole iman is gone. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, in Iman al-Awsat, in his Iman al-Awsat, where he's refuting the Khawarij and the Murji'ah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, but rather, this proof is against you. Because if we have 10, and one goes, we have 9. So he's no longer 10, he's 9. And if 2 goes, he's what? 8. He's no longer 9 or 10, he's what? 8. So therefore, iman goes up and down. And that's the refutation that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah put with regards to the Khawarij as it relates to iman going up and down. We're going to mention some other proof from the Sunnah, the Quran and Sunnah, as it relates to iman going up and down. From those is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَزْدَادُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِمَانًا, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He increases those who believe in iman. And He increases those who believe in iman. Showing that iman goes up. And another statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذي اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق إلى بالخيرات بإذن الله. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, He says that, and from those who أورثنا الكتاب, that we have given them the book. And the ulama have mentioned that this is the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have been selected and chosen to be given the book. And the ulama of tafsir said, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala splits the ummah into 3 different categories. The first of those are those who oppress themselves, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. The second of those are those who are in between. The third of those are those who race to khairat, who race to do good deeds. Now the Salaf have explained these 3 categories and what these 3 categories mean. But what we can say is that this shows that there's people with higher iman than others. So this not only shows that iman goes up, but also iman goes down because of the zalimun nafsi. And Sheikh Rabi, hafizahullah ta'ala, he said that the zalimun nafsi, the one that is oppressing himself, is because of his sins. So his iman goes down. Now the Salaf, as a point of benefit here, have mentioned different explanation as it relates to the 3 categories that Allah mentions in this verse. Some of them said that ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, that the one who oppresses himself is the person who ظاهره خير من باطنه. ظاهره خير من باطنه. And that is, his outward appearance is better than his inward appearance. So he lacks sincerity. His outward appearance is better than his inward appearance. May Allah protect us from this. And the second category, the muqtasid, is his ظاهره مثل باطنه or باطنه. And that is that his outward appearance is the same regards to khairat, regards to goodness, as his inward. As for the sabiqul khairat, the salaf, some of the salaf have said that these ones that are racing to do good, they said باطنهم خير من ظاهرهم. And they said that the inner self, the batin, that which lies within, is better than that which is outward. May Allah make us from them. Some of the salaf, like Sahl ibn Abdullah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he also said that the ones who are racing to khairat, to goodness, are the ulama, are the scholars of Islam. And muqtasid, those in between, are the students, those who are learning. And the third, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, and that one, the one that is oppressive to himself, is the one that's ignorant. So the question lies, ikhwan, is the iman of the ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ like the iman of the muqtasid? Huh? Is the iman of the muqtasid like the iman of the sabiqul li khairat? No. So this shows that iman goes up and down, wa yatafadal. And this again is a refutation of both the murji' and the khawarij. It's a refutation against the murji' and the khawarij. Now, Taib. Okay, inshallah, we'll go to the next point. Where they said, rahimahumullah ta'ala, wal Quranu kalamullah ghayr makhluq. Wal Quranu kalamullah ghayr makhluq. They say that the Quran is the statements of Allah. The Quran is the kalam of Allah, the statement of Allah, and it's not created. And it's not created. We mentioned initially in the first point, the Jahmiyyah. They called the Murji'ah to Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah, they have three main errors as it relates to Aqidah. The first of those is what, ikhwan? We mentioned. Iman. The second is this. The sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They negate the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two imams are affirming the correct Aqidah, and that is to affirm all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here more specifically dealing with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first point we're going to make, inshallah ta'ala, is showing the proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Showing the proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. And from that it's a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he says, وَتِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمُهُ اللَّهِ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and these are our messengers that we have favored. These are our messengers. We have favored some of them over others. And some of them, and from them, are those who we have spoken to. So this is a clear proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. And in this verse, it's not only a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. There are other proofs here. So the first proof is the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. The second proof it proves here also is that Allah speaks to who He wishes and when He wishes. So Allah speaks to whom He wishes and when He wishes. And that's from the Aqeed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Another proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَلَّمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa with a word, showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. The third proof that we're going to mention in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفِذَ كَلِمَاتَ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and say, even if the ocean was filled with ink of writing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ink, the ink will run out before, sorry, the sea will run out, there will be no more sea before the end of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, again, is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. But there's another proof, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words are what? Written. So here we start establishing this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's what? Words are written. Not only does he speak subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also his words are written. Shaykh Rabi hafizahullah ta'ala, he mentions the Asha'ira and other groups, because there are different groups with regards to the kalam of Allah. The first group we're going to mention is the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. The Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. The Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, they say that Allah's speech is created. I mean, the Quran is created. That Allah doesn't speak, and the Quran is what? Created. And the Quran is created. And the second group is the Asha'ira. Now the Asha'ira, the Asha'ris, they say Allah speaks, but he speaks within himself. They say that Allah speaks, but he speaks within himself. Kalam nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Kalam nafsi. They say, but when it comes out, when people recite these words of Allah, this kalam of Allah, it's one meaning, but if it's in Iberia, then it's the Tawrat. And if it's in Arabic, then it's what? The Quran. So they're saying that the Quran is created, but indirectly. Because they're saying that the kalam of Allah is that which is within themselves. Once it comes out, it's created. So they really, in reality, negate the kalam of Allah. They negate the kalam of Allah. And of course, this is false. And of course, this is false. And we have proofs from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, where he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allah al-Azizul Hamid al-Hakim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a revelation, the revelation of the Quran from Allah, it's from Allah al-Aziz, the Almighty and the All-Wise. And this shows that the Quran is from who? Allah. The Quran is from Allah. Because the Asha'iris, they say that they deny the harf and sawt. So for example, when an individual recites Quran, that they say because now it's the sawt that they hear, that it's not from the kalam of Allah. But this proves that it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why the people of the sunnah, they say that the Quran is kalamullah, minhu ghayru makhluq, minhu bada'a wa ilayhi ya'ud. Where they say that the Quran is the kalam of Allah. From him it came, and to him it will return. And to him it will return. So the deviant groups with regards to the Quran are the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, and the Jahmiyyah, who state that the Quran is ghayru makhluq. That the Quran is makhluq. That the Quran is makhluq. Some of the Salaf have warned against some of these deviant groups. As for the Murji'ah, Ibrahim al-Nakhai, going back to the issue of Iman, Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahmallahu ta'ala, he said, al-irja' bid'ah. He said, al-irja' bid'ah. Ibrahim al-Nakhai said that irja' is an innovation. That irja' is an innovation. And he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَأَهْلَ هَذَا الرَّأْيَ الْمُحْدِثِ, and be aware from this innovated opinion or view. And it is stated also in the Sunnah of Khilal, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that Kana Rajulun Yujalis Ibrahim, that there was an individual who used to sit with Ibrahim and Nakhai. Yuqalu lahu Muhammad. It said that his name is Muhammad. Fabalagha Ibrahim annahu yatakallamu fi irja. And he came to Ibrahim. Now this individual used to sit with Ibrahim and Nakhai. And he came to Ibrahim and Nakhai. News came to him that this individual speaks with irja. And what's irja, ikhwan? Saying that actions and statements are not from iman, and it doesn't go up and down. This individual speaking about this, a professing it. What did Ibrahim an-Nakhai say, rahimahullah ta'ala? He said to him, La tujalisna. Don't sit with us. La tujalisna. Don't sit with us. And in another narration, again in the Sunnah of Khilal, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Mu'aqqal ibn Ubaydullah al-Jazari al-Abasi, qala qaddima alayna Salim al-Aftas bil-Irja. فعرضه فنفر منه أصحابنا نفارا شديدا. Where he said that Salim al-Aftas, who some of the ulama have said is the first one to innovate irja, Salim al-Aftas, he came to them with irja, with this aqidah that's false. And when he came, the people turned away from him and shunned him severely. Now these are the actions from our ulama with regards to irja. And that's just an example for every type of bid'ah that we find. Any type of group that has been found, the ulama have refuted them and the ulama have warned against sitting with them. Like Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala said, La tujalisa ahla ahwa. Don't sit with the people of innovation. So here we find these 2 points that the imams have mentioned, or 3 points that the imams have mentioned, A.E. that actions are from iman and statements are from iman, number one, and that iman goes up and down, and number three, that the Quran is the kalam of Allah, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق. They've established this aqidah. And inshallah ta'ala, I can see brothers are tired. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next lesson inshallah, we'll deal with point number 3. Bi-idhnillah.